This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, June 24th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll hear about a rally yesterday in Springfield as state employees are concerned about the next contract they'll get from the state of Illinois. Also, have a forecast from meteorologist Ed Keyser. First, to look at today's news. It's been about a year since the former head of the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District was suspended and later fired, but the search for a replacement has yet to start. However, that doesn't concern the head of the district's Board of Health. Kara Elliott says the department has been in good hands under its interim administrator, Julie Pride, and board members had expected to wait, though she says the wait has been longer than they had planned.
We had hoped that we could wait until the police investigation was finished into Vito Palazzolo, and also until the audit for the fiscal, there are two fiscal years in question, until both of those were completed before we even had any movement towards what we were going to do about searching for a new administrator.
Palazzolo's contract was terminated last August. The board cited evidence that he had made unauthorized purchases and misused health district credit cards. He's since taken a public health job in Idaho and has not been charged. Elliott says he's not getting any indication of when the investigation or the second audit would be done. Alexi Janulius says Illinois needs to keep pace with neighboring states in terms of its support for entrepreneurs. When visiting Champaign yesterday, Illinois State Treasurer Tord Eisight, one of the smaller employees ultimately benefiting from his office's technology development account. The biotech company and its staff of 55 specialize in cell and disease research. It had four employees just a few years ago. Janulius wants the state to increase its investment in certain venture capital firms. He says the timing is right to give the state a boost.
A lot of venture capital firms have left Illinois or have decided not to come to Illinois. They've gone to California and New York, which has decrease the amount of opportunities that we've seen here in Illinois, which is why we are optimistic that if we are able to get a larger fund and create more opportunities, we can have more success stories like Eisight.
Legislation awaiting action this fall would increase Illinois' investment in certain venture capital firms to 3% of its portfolio. It's currently limited to 1%. Janulia says the measure sends a clear signal to startup companies that they're welcome in Illinois. And he says bringing smaller technology-based business to the state would have an immediate ripple effect by creating jobs in other areas when their staffs and families locate in Illinois. Crews continue to reinforce a threatened 50-plus mile levee along the Mississippi River. National Guardsmen, prison inmates, and others are sandbagging the Sny Levee south of Quincy. Farmers Ken Krim and Russell Keller, who is also a levee commissioner, are confident the Sny will hold.
If I thought it was going to break, I wouldn't be here.
Exactly. Actually, that sums up the whole attitude of everybody up and down this whole 54 miles. If we thought it was going to break, we would not be doing this.
A spokeswoman for the Illinois Emergency Management Agency says the river near the levee is expected to stop rising either today or may have even stopped rising yesterday. Illinois voters might have a familiar name on the ballot as a third-party choice for president. Sean Crawford has more.
Ralph Nader, who received more than 100,000 votes in the state in the 2000 election, is back. The consumer advocate is running as an independent. Christina Tobin is Nader's ballot access coordinator.
2008 now for Ralph Nader. I feel extremely confident, almost positive. Should we be challenged that I'm going to go in there and get them on the ballot.
A challenge to take Nader off the ballot could come from the major political parties, likely the Democrats, who see Nader as having the potential to take votes away from them. Tobin says more than 50,000 signatures were submitted, twice what's required for third-party candidates to be able to run under Illinois law. Tobin says Nader is hoping to be on the ballot in 45 states. Petitions have also been filed in Illinois for Libertarian nominee Bob Barr. Also, Cynthia McKinney of the Green Party could be added in coming weeks. I'm Sean Crawford.
Indiana is delaying the expansion of an automated welfare benefits program because the Family and Social Services Administration is overwhelmed helping flood victims. Since flooding in Indiana began earlier this month, employees of the Division of Family Resources have been working up to 60 hours a week helping victims obtain disaster food stamps and regular benefits, as well as apply for federal disaster relief. FSSA Secretary Mitch Robe says flood-related activities have demanded so much time, there's been none left to do the work needed to extend the automated welfare to additional counties. The automation has occurred in 59 Indiana counties so far. It was tentatively set to start in 13 more counties in north central and northwest Indiana July 22nd. Illinois traffic safety officials say they're going to deploy the high-tech tool that they hope will curb drunken driving. The Breath Alcohol Ignition Interlock device was previewed yesterday in Springfield at a town hall meeting attended by representatives of the governor's and secretary of state's offices. Officials say the device will require first-time offenders to pass a breath alcohol test before ignition of their vehicle engages. The state will begin using the monitoring devices in January. Secretary of State Jesse White says statistics show the devices are effective in preventing subsequent driving under the influence offenses. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. If things go as expected, it would be unprecedented. For the first time since state employees in Illinois were given the right to collective bargaining, there's a great chance that a contract between the state's largest public workers union and Illinois will expire before a new one is drawn up. AFSCME union members and the Blagojevich administration have 3 days of negotiations this week to try to reach an agreement. And as Illinois Public Radio's Amanda Vinicky reports, the parties are still far apart.
AFSCME and Governor Rod Blagojevich's office started meeting about the new contract back when there was snow on the ground in December. But the union says little progress has been made since. Now there are only a few days left before the current contract expires June 30th. To show Blagojevich that they mean business, several thousand AFSCME members, decked out in green T-shirts and carrying picket signs, rallied at the state capitol, then marched over to the site of the bargaining meetings led by AFSCME President Henry Bayer.
We are here today from every corner of the state to send a message to this administration.
The message that AFSCME is not going to settle for the terms the governor's people have put on the table. Details on those terms are mostly confidential, but in short, according to AFSCME, Blagojevich has proposed giving state workers a slight raise over the next 4 years, while at the same time requiring them to pay more for health insurance and retiree benefits, so much so that state workers will actually see a decrease in their take-home pay. AFSCME says those figures don't even take into account soaring inflation. Governor Blagojevich's office is refusing to say much about its side of the dispute. Spokeswoman Kelly Quinn would only give this statement.
We continue in good faith negotiations with AFSCME. We understand the union's concerns. However, it'd be irresponsible on our part to negotiate this contract through the media.
She wouldn't say anything more, but picketers at the march had plenty to say about Blagojevich.
That our governor's a crook and he's seeing all the money. You know, he's got ties to people that are no good, and when you got ties to people that are no good, it comes back to you, bites you in the ass, and he's going to pay for what he's done. He doesn't care about his state employees, he doesn't care about the people of Illinois, and the people of Illinois are tired of it.
That's Lori Burkle, the wife of John Burkle, who works as a medical technician at the Pontiac Correctional Center. Lori says she's sick of the governor yanking her family's chain. Everything from threatening to shut down Pontiac and putting her husband out of a job to the hefty amount of overtime he's forced to work. John Burkle says on average, at least a couple of times a week, he's made to work an additional 8 hours after he's already worked an 8-hour shift at the prison.
You know, they're balancing the state budget on our backs, and that's not fair.
Christine Pratt agrees.
I work for Fox Developmental Center in Dwight, and I take care of people that are developmentally disabled.
Pratt says the overtime issues disrupted her life and that it gets tough to work 16-hour days all the time.
People can't, they're not machines that can keep running. And if you don't fulfill a mandate, you could be fired. You could lose your job. You could be suspended without pay. That ain't fair. That ain't right.
Another major issue that's got AFSCME members fired up, health care. The issue that Blagojevich has made his top priority, particularly with a program known as All Kids that allows children at any income level to get health benefits.
The governor wants health care for all the kids except my kid, apparently.
That's Josh Turner, an Aurora father who works for the state's public aid department, who says he's all for the program, but not when clients on public aid are getting benefits better than his own insurance. AFSCME members admit they were a major force behind Blagojevich's getting elected for the first time in 2002. But, says Sheila Payne Perry, who works at a state mental health facility in Park Forest and who's part of AFSCME's negotiating team, the union learned its lesson. AFSCME didn't back Blagojevich in the last election.
It appears to be that he sold out on us, so we had to sell out on him and not support him the second time.
Payne Perry says Blagojevich didn't follow through on his promises the first time, and since the union didn't back him, it seems like he's being even harder this time. Almost, she says, like retribution. Even so, as she and other state employees head back to the bargaining table, AFSCME insists that coming to an agreement on a new contract in the next few days is possible. The question of if it will happen is another one altogether. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Looks like we'll have one more day in Champaign-Urbana with mainly sunny skies, and then a good chance of rain moves in for tonight and tomorrow. Our forecast for western Illinois today, partly sunny with a chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Elsewhere, meteorologist Ed Kieser says partly to mostly sunny today. The highs from 76 near Lake Michigan to 86 in the far south, 83 in Champaign-Urbana with some increasing clouds in the afternoon. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy across the two states, with scattered showers and thunderstorms in Illinois and western Indiana. Lows from 58 in northeast Indiana to 68 in southwest Illinois, 64 in Champaign-Urbana. And for tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sun with scattered showers and thunderstorms. The highs from 82 in northeast Indiana to 90 in southwest Illinois. Champaign-Urbana's high tomorrow, 85. Cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night as well, the low 68. And showers and thunderstorms are in Thursday's forecast as well, a cloudy high of 86. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, June 24th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.